Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And now back to your regular programming.
You've never heard less productive analysis. Heard nationally, it's the Believe in FCS Football Podcast with Joe DeLeon and Sean Anderson.
Welcome back to another episode of the Believe in FCS Football Podcast. I'm Joe DeLeon here with my former teammate, former roommate at the University of Rhode Island, Mr. Sean Anderson. Sean is in a silly, goofy mood on a Friday wearing his glasses and his hat. How are we doing today, Sean?
Why do I have to be in a silly, goofy mood because I'm wearing just what I'm wearing?
Because
you're inside. Why does it have to be silly and goofy?
You're inside and we're taping this at 1:15 on a Friday.
Yes.
And you're inside doing that. And but my bigger point is that episode we did together, the mailbag, I did one on my own. The last mailbag.
Congratulations.
You were half asleep and you were down bad mode, and then now it's Friday and
I resent you saying me being half asleep. I resent
you were
that.
You were a little bit half. The energy
did
I like
you see the face
Twitter.
That you made at the end of the show?
I would like a poll on Twitter. Colin, I'm asking you to make this poll. Was Sean half asleep the last mailbag episode we did?
Hey, you go brain dead sometimes and just start staring into the sky. So I don't want to hear it from you. Also, a lot of confusing questions were being asked. So maybe if
you were
I was
a little, you have to
I was
you were
stumped,
a little bit groggy.
I was a little bit groggy. I'll admit I was a little bit groggy. A little bit groggy. But no less groggy than you are every single time we tape the show. Every single time we tape, Joe is either putting out work fires or he's groggy too.
Well, the I am
the one that comes into the show
piss
and vinegar, ready to rip. That's what I do. Joe does the intro and then he clocks out. He says, "Okay, punch card. I did my job."
More importantly, I set up every show outline,
Sean,
and I set
us up to
record.
Do you mind picking me up off the ground and carrying me for 25 minutes? That's what happened.
Did you add any quarterbacks to this list? I don't think so. I did the necessary research to pull these quarterbacks. So today's episode,
you got a good list.
We're talking about the best FCS quarterbacks.
How about getting some of Sean's awesome elite film analysis today? How about Sean actually was doing some work, trying to actually give a good breakdown?
I'm surprised. You usually don't watch any film.
I watch plenty of film.
Very selective. You watch film when you decide to. So today, just screaming about, we're going to talk about the 2022 FCS quarterbacks, the best quarterbacks. So I said this on Twitter that the way we were going to do it was formulating a top five, and I decided against that because there's a lot of guys that come into the equation. So I think the more entertaining exercise was, here is the elite tier, which we have seven guys, and here is the great tier, which are the guys that are on the cusp that could take that next step this upcoming season. So we're going to break those two tiers down.
Sure. Also, please don't threaten suicide when talking about quarterbacks. That's just something that I think we don't endorse when it comes to this show.
Oh, wait, Sean, I have to address something that we...
What else? Is this an address? You're addressing something off of what I just addressed?
No. It reminded me of something here. I need to
because
find it.
I was sent a tweet from one of our good listeners.
I said it to that. You, and it was yes. Just, Dan the Man, I think that was who it was. I understand he was trying to be funny, but like, I sent it to Sean. I was like, what do I say to this man? We're like, we love our listeners, but like, Mellon's on the list, then, man. But you're not gonna like where we put him.
We can't have that roaming around in our feeds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can't.
Sean, before we get to the quarterback list, I got every once in a while we get some snail mail messages and they get sent directly to the Believe admin account. And so every once in a while, Bron or Cam will forward me an email message that was directed at us. And according to Bron yesterday when I was talking to him, apparently our show gets the most amount of these out of anybody. Like,
what do you mean? Like,
no one else sends. We just have like all these people from North Dakota and stuff that send emails. No one else does that for any other show.
Like questions? Do we have just an official email account for the show?
Not for us. We might need to. I think we should build one.
I'll build. Okay, here's what we'll do. If you're someone that's not on Twitter but you're listening to the show, I'll build a Gmail account where you can email your questions into. It's very easy. We'll make it fcshack@gmail.com or something like that, and then we'll announce it. And then that's if you're not going to tweet in your stuff, we don't need to spam up the Believe admin email account. So we'll have an official show email account.
But so this comment that was sent to me, and I was at the gym when it was sent to me, and I'm like, oh, what do you know? Someone who didn't listen to the episode but just commented on the title. So here's the message we received. Can an FCS All-Star team win an FBS bowl game? Do you really follow the FCS? North Dakota State beat Kansas, Kansas State, and Iowa. We need all-stars that politics, which that statement doesn't make. I can't even decipher what he was trying to say there.
Sure.
17 national championships is reality. That is the most hardo North Dakota State response that we could have possibly gotten, first of all. But second of all, if you listen to the freaking episode, we were talking specifically about a New Year's Six bowl team. That was what we were talking about. No shit that you beat Kansas and Kansas State, which are mediocre programs. There are so many instances where mediocre Power 5 programs have lost. We were talking about a very different instance.
Yes. But
17 national championships. That's reality. Dial it back, buddy.
That's so goddamn funny that you're having to get forwarded North Dakota State hate mail.
I don't even know if it's hate. It's just like,
it's at least we love everybody reaching out. We love it. The listener interaction.
Like, I don't like stuff
the
like
past
that.
Month
like
has been great.
Listen
but
to the
that,
show.
Listen to the show before, because we agreed. We had a universal consensus.
And I don't know why politics got brought into it. Like what?
We're on your side.
The word politics was in the statement. Like, oh God. I bet it was the guy that we interacted with indirectly when we were at the South Dakota State game.
You think that was him?
The guy with the Walmart shoes?
Yeah. Oh, that guy. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
he was a silly goose.
Silly goose. Okay, Rod, Sean. By the way, I realized last show I had to cut it out.
Did you almost call me Ron?
I almost called you Brian. Last show, I led the show in as the Believe in NFL Draft Prospects pod, and you didn't even notice it. So you can't tell
I didn't
me
catch
that
it. Oh, I might have been a little groggy now.
Yeah, you were definitely a little groggy. Sean, my Colts streak's over for betting.
Oh, is it?
I bet on the Celtics, who are the underdog, and my bet hit.
So you were using you never stop pounding sand for betting on the Celtics, but just because it's an inherent root for the Celtics, and we don't root for the Celtics in this household. But I'm assuming you did it at betonline.ag.
I did it on betonline.ag. Oh, I should be showing my ballots.
What are you doing? Did you put it up to? I'm pulling up the read. Like, okay, I'm waiting.
Oh no, I showed it to the camera, but then you can kind of see my balance, which is only $20. It used to be a lot more. All right, go ahead.
Well, Joe's cold streak has ended. Mine has not. But since Joe's cold streak has ended, that is a rare encouragement from the boy to go to Bet Online and place some wagers down on the NBA playoffs, which is really starting to heat up.
Shut up.
Clever. Don't forget the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? I'm sorry.
You are in a silly, goofy mood.
I knew you wouldn't let me get away with the Heat joke. Whatever. There's a lot of really good sports on. NHL playoffs is going on. How about you take the over in every single Calgary game for the rest of the year? How about you take the over in that? Joe, you saw they won. They scored 9 goals in game one.
I was
smash the over on that.
I had that on in the background, and I just kept looking up. I'm like, wait, they're getting close. They're getting close in this game. That right. was a good game.
No, it was a fantastic game. But BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And I just placed 2 bets while you did that read. It's that freaking easy. I just placed 2 bets while you did that.
Oh, during my babble, you were able to just go to the website and place a couple bets.
Yeah, I took Dallas to cover 6 points, and then I also took them the money line because the odds were pretty good on for money line. It was like 2-something, plus 2-something.
Dallas are favorites or not favorites?
They're not favorited. They're 6-point dogs. Okay.
I don't mind that. I don't mind the 6-point dog.
Sean, wow, 10 minutes. We're back to our old ways. 10 minutes in, we haven't said a goddamn word about FCS football. So the way that we broke this up, as I indicated, is I created an elite tier. And I have to emphasize here, I did research on this. I spoke to people. We obviously know who my most reliable source for the opinions on these things, which is Ryan Roberts, my co-host. And he gave me some tidbits on some guys that he think are very, very underrated and some that could have some really explosion-type seasons this upcoming year, to formulate the elite tier list and then the great tier list, which the great tier list, all it is guys that are really good, but they're just not there yet. And I didn't want to put them in there because they just need to do a little bit more for me before they can get into that category. So the full list, and I don't really want to like necessarily go through these one by one, but I want to just kind of get our thoughts on the group overall because it's a really talented group. For these quarterbacks, the guys that I put into the elite group, Carson Kemp from South Dakota, Cam Miller from North Dakota State, Mark Gronowski from South Dakota State, Shedeur Sanders from Jackson State, Tony Musket from Monmouth, Tim DeMarant from Fordham, and then Trey Self from Stephen F. Austin. I want to talk about Kemp first, and you got a chance to watch him. There are murmurs that Kemp could be a true riser in this group of guys. He had a really underrated season last year, and the South Dakota team returns a lot of really important players on that offense. So Kemp is somebody who I firmly think is going to have a really, really big year. And some listeners, and especially for the South Dakota State fans, are probably like, what the hell is he doing on this list? Kid's going to have a really good year this upcoming season.
Yeah. I was watching Kemp, today. I watched Kemp, Miller, Gronowski, Sanders. I got some thoughts on Shepherd and Mellett also, but one thing I saw from him, his improv skills in the pocket is something that always is drawing the eyes. If you're watching his tape, you know, escaping the pressure, getting out and making a play, that doesn't happen if he can't always keep his eyes downfield, which is what he does. There are really great scramblers in college football and the NFL and wherever you're watching a quarterback, like, oh man, he could escape really good. And then he ran for 4 yards. Kemp escapes really well. But he's never not looking downfield for his open receiver. So he makes a great escape, and then he makes a first down. And he's able to stay composed, even with the to have the presence in that pocket when it's collapsing, to not look at your ankles or knees or what a 3-tech that's just bearing down on you because you know you're going to make a miss, and then you know you're going to get out of there and make the throw. Really, really impressive. That's something that I am going to keep on looking at while watching Carson Kemp this year. It's really impressive just because that's such a pro trait to have, because you're just so, if you're a quarterback, you're always looking jittery. He just gets the ball downfield and he's always looking for the right option. And, he makes the right decision a lot of times.
Right. And you might notice, folks, that there is a lot of comparisons to the guys that we put into the elite group. There's only one guy that I think doesn't fit this description, which is Tim DeMarant, which I'm going to talk about in a second. The group of guys that we picked here, that is being Self, Musket, Sanders, Gronowski, Miller, and Kemp, they all have those improvisational skills. They have that true athlete profile in their game. That's what makes, in today's modern college football, and especially to be considered to be an NFL draft prospect, that is what separates guys from the rest. It is no longer an era where you can have guys that are statues that dominate, or not so much that they can't dominate, but they're not going to be held in as high of a regard as the guys that are accurate, have strong arms, but most importantly, can throw off platform, can throw on the run.
He's got a wicked sidearm.
Oh, yeah. He's got a really, really good sidearm. And honestly, the one guy on here, just to kind of pick out a couple of these guys individually, the one guy on here that I'm really the most intrigued by is Mark Gronowski. And this is somebody who that might get some pushback for being on this list because he didn't play last year. Ended up finding out it was a knee injury that we misquoted him on. But he is coming back fully recovered from that. Maybe he has some limitations with his movement, but the dude showed how good he was. This wasn't a player that stepped in for a brief period of time and took some time to get going. He hit the ground running really early on at South Dakota State, and I think that he is going to take that next step, especially with the guys around him, like Jackson Yankee, like Isaiah Davis.
What I was really impressed with the most by Gronowski was his ball placement for his receiver. So if he had a tall tight end, he was able to throw the ball up exactly where it needed to be. He's throwing right at the helmet. He doesn't need to go at the chest because the DB is at the chest, and you got a tall guy, throw it up. And then he's doing that, and he's putting it exactly where it needs to go. I wish his motion could get a little quicker. There's some things that every quarterback in this in our group could improve on. I wish he had a quicker release. But also, I'll sacrifice at whatever half the millisecond, whatever that point is, for him to be able to deliver the ball right there, for him to deliver it right over the head, over the DB, right for Yankee to be able to catch it. It's perfect.
Yankee,
to be able to haul it down. He puts it only where his receiver can get it. And sure, I'll take that 10 times out of 10. I'll take it. I really like his delivery. I really like where he puts the ball.
It shouldn't be a hot take, by the way, for Shedeur Sanders to be on here. The kid was so dominant last year, and for him, he's going to ascend and take that next step, I truly believe. He was somebody who was highly recruited by bigger programs and made that decision to come play for Jackson State. The one, I'm sure, outside of the North Dakota State fans that some people might want to unearth my thoughts on Cam Miller, I have to say that Miller, still, I think there are things I need to get more from him. He is a really good athlete. He's a pretty good runner. What deterred me last year for him is his ability on third and long and watching him struggle in those situations. And he showed improvements for that during the playoffs, was important. But the big reason why he makes the list, I would be a jackass if I didn't include him, if we didn't include him in the elite tier, after the kid just won a national championship game. I think his first full year as a starter is going to be very exciting to watch.
I think the third and long, his arm strength is going to hinder him there. And that's just what's going to happen. Unless he gets a stronger arm, starts really working that, it's just more difficult to get that ball farther. But with Cam Miller, watching his film, I liked his decision-making process. When he was in the pocket and he was going through his reads, it seemed like he was making the correct decision, that's what I need a quarterback to do. I don't think Cam Miller's ever going to really light it up. I don't think he's ever going to go crazy for, 600-yard game, none of that. I think he's going to make the right decision, and that's all North Dakota State needs, because they are going to maul you on the ground, and they're going to have a quarterback that's going to put them in the best situation to keep the line moving. They're going to grind you out on long, long drives, and you can't do that with a quarterback that's taking reckless chances. You can't do that with a quarterback that's throwing interceptions. Cam Miller protects the ball, and he gets it to the right guy. So with that, it's a really good fit for North Dakota State. And North Dakota State also so spoiled in recent years with Trey Lance and Carson Wentz, where you're like, this is a really elite.
And they also had Quincy Patterson, who got beat out by Cam Miller, who was previously a four-star recruit at Virginia Tech.
They're spoiled, and now you're going to have to sit here and watch a little more boring quarterback play, but it's going to be fine because he is, at this juncture, the best quarterback for your situation.
The next two guys that I would like to acknowledge coming from smaller programs, I'm sure some people might be asking themselves, who are these guys? Why did they make it on here? Tony Musket, pro traits guy, fits that mold of what we're talking about. A little bit of a leaner quarterback, but has been talked up as an early riser, potential riser. He fits in that category with camp. He also has the best quarterback name, I think I've one of the
best. It's a great quarterback name.
Yeah, outside of General Booty, it is one of the best.
It's him and Jackson Dart, I'd say.
Jackson Dart, General Booty, Tony Musket. But Tim Damerat last year had a really good season in the Patriot League. He threw for 31 touchdowns and 3,000 yards, which is huge. But according to Ryan, this is a guy who has a draftable grade likely going into next year. He could be like a late, you know, sneaks his way into the end of the draft type of a pick.
It'll be interesting to see. I like Musket. I think he's got quick feet. I think he starts his play faster than other quarterbacks do, which is sometimes a big tell for the defense. Like if he's rolling left or right, his foot is already moving that way, which if you're going to use it for misdirection, fine. That's a good asset to have. But I wish he would be, okay, sit, go. Snap, sit, go. Let them take a second and then go. Not, all right, here's the play that we're running. We're going to run this and move on from there. But, I mean, it's a bright spot. And then Damorat, I got to watch some film on him and get a more detailed analysis. But, I mean, I'll trust the grade. If Ryan, I think at this point, if he's saying a guy to keep your eye on, that's a guy you keep your eye on because he doesn't necessarily miss a lot when it comes to the quarterbacks.
All right. Let's talk about this other tier. So again, I have to reiterate, these are guys that are good, but we haven't gotten to that next step for the three guys who made the list, this category, Xavier Shepherd, Tommy Mellett from Montana State, Xavier Shepherd from Kennesaw State, and then Reese Udinski from Richmond. Tommy Mellett, we have to address first. I need to clarify here. I think he's a fantastic quarterback. And I know our Montana State fans are probably like, what did you say? Yeah. I have to be perfectly clear. The only reason why I couldn't put him in the elite list is because he started a limited amount of times and it was really only for that playoff stretch.
Yeah.
You need
the full Monty.
I need the full season before I can commit to him. I do not like...
People are not going to like this, but that's fair. I'm on your side here, brother.
I do not like to get ahead of myself. And I do it all the time with prospect analysis. Now that I'm doing like more deep dives on prospects for the other show, I do it all the time. I get ahead of myself. But like, he is a really, really freaking good player for this team. But I worry this upcoming season with multiple losses on their offensive line.
Yeah.
A lot of undersized players also stepping in and under guys that lack experience stepping in. I'm a little bit worried on what if he'll be limited this upcoming season. I don't think he doesn't deserve to be in the conversation, but that's why I made the second tier of he's good, but I just need a little bit more. I just need to see him start a full season.
I understand that, and I completely understand why you will put Shepherd in the same category also, because Shepherd's doing what Cam Miller's doing in North Dakota State,
yeah,
but with that crazy ass Kennesaw State offense, you know, but he's running it how they need to run it.
The thing with Shepherd, right? The thing with Shepherd is that he is a really good athlete, and fantastic. I think like he made one of the All-American lists as an athlete. I need more from him as a passer.
Yeah,
and same. It's kind of the same vein as Mellett. Mellett's the better passer than Shepherd is, but that's kind of why those two are there.
Yeah, but it's 1A, 1B there. I mean, Mellett was running all over the place during the playoff stretch. So I think it's incredibly fair. And I think that a rational Montana State fan would understand, let's get a full season out of this guy. You know, let's figure out what we really have. And that's what the coaches are saying. That's what spring ball is for. And then the full season, that's when we can make a jackassery predictions and analysis off of that. It's hard for us to do it on a very short sample size, which is what we've done before, but I think we're trying to stray away from that a little bit.
Yeah, we don't want to go too all in. The last one, Reese Udinski. The reason why he made this one, I think, should be for more obvious reasons. So I'm going to double check this so I don't sound like a jackass after I say it. He was previously at VMI. He transferred to Maryland and then he transferred back to Richmond after he didn't get on the field at Maryland. Obviously, he wasn't going to start over Talia Tagovailoa, who I think is terrible, by the way.
Yeah,
I watched his film. He is horribly overrated.
I caught a good amount of that Maryland season last year.
Dude, he is not a good quarterback. But Yudinski, I obviously can't put him into the category because he hasn't played at the FCS level and also hasn't really played in a good amount of time. But Yudinski was somebody who was talked about as a pro prospect, as one of the better underrated quarterbacks. He was very, very good when he was at VMI.
Yeah, 27 starts at VMI.
You looked that up and confirmed that?
I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, he was at VMI from 2017 to 2021, Maryland 2021 season, and then Richmond. So
he's a freaking big dude, by the way.
Yeah, 6'4", 220. Yeah, all right. I mean, he's a guy to keep an eye on. And also, Richmond, a little better than we all expected last year. Let's see if they can keep it up. Because I don't know about you. I thought they were just kind of middling, at least during our entire time in the CAA. And then they were making a pretty big late push last year. So it's a team to keep an eye on. And it's a quarterback to keep an eye on. A familiar face to the FCS fans.
Certainly. Sean, I think it's good enough to wrap us up on. You got anything
else? I would agree. I don't think so. I think we could just plug Hack City on YouTube.
Hack City on YouTube, which is almost at 4,000 subscribers.
I know. Pretty good. Keep on sharing, everybody.
Keep on
sharing.
All right.
What?
Enjoy the... What?
What was that noise you just made?
I didn't make a noise. Thanks for tuning in.
You said keep on sharing.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Holy shit, you did.
Pull the tapes.
I'll pull it.
Pull the tapes.
Colin, pull the tapes.
Keep on sharing.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.